Music historian Harvey Sachs has written biographies of Toscanini and Arthur Rubinstein and assisted Placido Domingo and Georg Solti in the writing of their memoirs. His new book is a quirky blend of biography, memoir, speculation, and musical analysis. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Sachs about his new book, The Ninth, Beethoven and the World in 1824.
Harvey Sachs was a former conductor for more than a dozen years, and in his new book, The Ninth, Beethoven and the World in 1824, he takes us deeply inside Beethoven's masterwork and explains what he feels Beethoven was trying to tell us. He's on the line with me from his home in New York. Beethoven's Ninth clearly has great meaning for you.
Yes. I think that Beethoven was distilling everything that he was, everything that he had within himself as a human being and as an artist, and giving them to us, giving them to posterity. You know, before Beethoven, the idea of writing for the future was not really very prevalent among musicians because music publication was rather limited. People wrote on commission. Beethoven really had his big guns aimed at the future, aimed at posterity, and that's what set him aside in his day from the composers, from his contemporaries and predecessors among composers.
You call The Ninth one of the most precedent-shattering works in the history of music.
Well, specifically, the use of words, of a sung text in the symphony is in itself the most obvious precedent shatterer in the Ninth. But there's also the fact that the size of the symphony, the dimensions of the symphony, it lasts over an hour, you know, depending on the tempos that the conductor chooses, it will last anywhere from 63 or 65 minutes to 70 or even a little bit longer. This was by far the longest symphony ever written at the time that it was written.
You call Beethoven a philosopher in music. And you note that he composed to elevate audiences, to relieve suffering, and he condemned music that was written only as entertainment. Could you talk about some of the ideas that Beethoven put into the Ninth?
Well, it's very hard to and I talk about this at some length in the book. We don't know. I mean, the thing about music is that it is very specific and at the same time can't be expressed in words. So, I mean, it seems to each of us as we listen to this music that it's saying something to us, that it's very emotionally and even intellectually specific. But what it's saying can't actually be put into words. Beethoven himself considered music a higher form of expression than philosophy. I think what he meant was that through music one could get closer to what's at the source of human existence with all its joys and sorrows through this particular medium of sound than through even the most abstract and profound verbal expression. From a technical point of view, of course, he makes use of the orchestra in a way that would have been extremely difficult in his day, and that's another reason why I say that the music, especially of his last years, was, you know, sort of a big artillery aimed at the future. He knew perfectly well that musicians of his day and the singers of his day couldn't really cope very well with all of the aspects of what he was writing. But he figured that with time, people would be able to do it. And of course, with time, that has happened.
I've been speaking with music historian Harvey Sachs, author of the book, The Ninth, Beethoven and the World in 1824. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.